again, this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 254 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used by the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call it Where Fitz Left Off. I was flipping through the old, tattered 1946 city directory loaned to me a year ago by Harold Huggins, and I ran across a listing, the Texas Company, J. Hall Rabin Consignee. In just a couple of years, this company will celebrate a 70th birthday under the same family ownership in the same location in Hendersonville. It is indeed rare for a company to operate for 70 years in the same family ownership. Even more rare for that company to operate in the same location, 751 Ash Street. The phone number's different. Back in 1946, when Hall Rabin ran the firm, the phone number was 3. And Hall Rabin ran it for 42 years. Dan Waddell had married one of Hall's daughters, the late Claire Rabin Waddell, and Dan entered the oil business in 1960 and purchased controlling stock. Today, he and his son Hall Waddell, now the third generation operating under the name Rabin Oil Company. I knew Mr. Rabin. Like his son and now his grandson, he was always active in civic, fraternal, commercial, and religious work. I knew him as a Kiwanian. When I became active in the Merchants Association, he had already served as president. Mr. Rabin was active in the Legion, the Elks, the Country Club, the Scottish Rites. He was a former Hendersonville City Commissioner. He served as president of the Horse Show, and as I told you earlier in the year, how he had persuaded me to be a pawn during negotiations with Reed Wilson over the cost of emceeing the Horse Show. And I described those several trips made with Hall Rabin, Sheriff McCall, and Dr. Ross Deeds, and as I tried to learn something about horses in the event our bluff was called. But I didn't know until 1973, 2 years after Mr. Rabin had died, that he was a second-generation immigrant from Switzerland. He was a son of Alexis and Naomi Buckner Rabin, who had left the Rougemont area of Switzerland and migrated to Asheville. I learned this when the child bride, Claire and Dan and I, took a 3-week tour of Europe together from mid-May through early June in 1973. Never could there have been a better time for this adventure. My son and his family were in service in Kitzingen, just outside Würzburg, Germany. He could be our guide through Bavaria, and we could then reload on cigarettes and other essentials at the Army's post stores. I discovered that Claire still had relatives living in Switzerland, so that our second stop for provisions and a bit of freeloading would be there. And it was our pleasure to meet Claire's Aunt Blanche. And in fact, Catherine and I rode with Aunt Blanche and Maurice Moroar from the Hotel Carlson to the Dubois home for dinner. Now, Maurice Moroar and Aunt Blanche could not speak a word of English, and here is Catherine and I in the same automobile with them. Claire and Dan were riding with George Dubois. George could speak English. And it was sheer comedy watching me try to converse with Blanche and Maurice using my limited memory of high school French, and that having been corrupted in Germany for 10 days. Every time I'd try to think of a French word, all I could recall were German words and phrases. It was hilarious. I learned that the Rabin name had been anglicized from Ribben, R-I-E-B-E-N, Ribben in Switzerland. We were there in Lausanne visiting with the cousins and kin of Claire for a couple of days. We even made the trip to Rougemont, where we visited the cemetery where the Rabin family members were buried. From Lausanne, we caught the Trans-European Express to Rome, where we next freeloaded with Paul Rappaport and his wife. They were relatives of my daughter Katina's husband, Steve Hampton, and Paul was with the American Embassy. The Rappaports gave us the inside information on all the statues, the fountains, the American tourist traps. And we had the chance to visit the Vatican, the Roman ruins, and I learned only one word of Italian. Ciao. It truly was a memorable experience. It was the longest period of time I'd ever taken away from my work here at the station. Many years later, Maurice Mayor and his daughter came to America to visit the Waddells, and we had the chance to reciprocate to them slightly for their generous welcome to us in Switzerland. J. H. Rabin. He'd be extremely proud of what's happened to his business in the past 37 years. Instead of being a consignee, the Rabin Oil Company today operates 16 convenience stores in Henderson, Polk, and Transylvania counties, 4 stores in Greenville and Spartanburg, The firm specializes in industrial lubricants with over 300 different products offered at their plant. Still at the same location 70 years later at 751 Ash Street. Mr. Raven will be pleased with the leadership roles both Dan and Hall have taken in the community. Dan's civic activity is broad-based, and he's carried out a strong leadership role in the First United Methodist Church. He currently is president of the Hendersonville Country Club, is co-chairman of the Chamber of Commerce's Highway Committee, first chairman of the city's Tree and Beautification Committee. His son, Hall, served as president of the Community Foundation during the years of its most dynamic growth. He and Nancy McKinley were the co-organizers of Leadership Hendersonville, which has done much to creating a pool of talent of motivated young people ready to take leadership roles throughout the city and county. Final thought on that memorable trip to Europe. When we arrived at the Hotel Carlton in Lausanne, Switzerland, there was a neon sign near the entrance which read, Café Richello. Back in the early 30s, our family lived in the Hotel Richello. It was an old, giant wooden building that had, at the turn of the century, been one of the many old hotels near the railroad station to serve summer visitors. But we didn't call it the Richello. It was the Richie Lou. And it was on Harris Street, three blocks from the Raven Oil Company. Memories of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.